I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the latest music from The Pretenders. Pretenders, just released on October the 21st, 2016. And that's the title track called Alone. And if you know The Pretenders, really, that's just another way of saying Chrissy Hynde. What a spectacular singer. Not only is she an incredible singer, but what a songwriter. That title track, she is co-written. It's Chrissy Hynde, Dan Auerbach, and the drummer, Richard Swift. So she shares the songwriting credits with the drummer, the guitar player, and Chrissy Hynde herself. So the Pretenders. Who are the Pretenders? It's been a band that Chrissy Hynde started back in 1978, and the lineup has changed since the band was first formed. This most recent recording, Dan Auerbach is the producer and plays the guitar. And he's also the front man for the Black Keys from Akron, Ohio. And we've got Dave Rowe on bass, Richard Swift on drums, Russ Paul on pedal steel guitar, Kenny Vaughn on guitars. Chrissy Hynde is apparently just singing on this new album. And it was recorded in Nashville at Easy Eye Sound. So the most recent album before this was called Break Up the Concrete. And it's also a Pretenders album, but it doesn't have any of the same musicians except for Chrissy Hynde on lead vocals and rhythm guitar. So the Pretenders really has been Chrissy Hynde since the beginning. And it's been really curious for me because it seems that she's always wanted to be in a band, but her band just keeps changing around her. It's seldom been the same lineup. And the thing that carries the brand, the recognizability of the Pretenders, when you hear them, you recognize instantly that's the Pretenders because it's Chrissy Hynde, an amazing songwriter and a wonderful singer. Not only can she do this real rock and roll delivery, but she can sing a beautiful ballad. Let's listen to a track from the Pretenders album that came out right before this one. It's called Break Up the Concrete. It was released in 2008. Has a completely different lineup of musicians, but it has the same sound because she writes the songs. Chrissy Hynde on the Break Up the Concrete, it's Chrissy Hynde on vocals, James Walburn on lead guitar and piano, Jim Keltner, oh yeah, good friend of Ringo Starr's, Jim Keltner on drums, Eric Haywood on pedal steel guitar, and Nick Wilkinson on bass. So here we are, it's the Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde. This song is called Rosalie. This is a cover of a song, but I wanted to play it because it's a spectacular example of how Chrissy Hynde can sing as hard and raw a rock and roll sound and still have an impeccable voice. Listen to this track. Rosalie.
One, two.
Rosalie! Where you been so long? Rosalie, Rosalie. Where you been so long? Where I belong.
Again.
Chrissy Hynde, The Pretenders from Break Up the Concrete. That's Rosalie. And you know, there's no auto-tuning on that. That is a singer. That is a powerful voice. What a fascinating woman. Chrissy Hynde. She was born on September 7th, 1951 in Akron, Ohio. And it seems to me when I read about her story and how she came to be a musician, it seems to me that she's always really had a romance with the whole concept of a band and the idea of a rock and roll lifestyle. That seems to me to be something that she had clearly in her mind before she even formed the Pretenders. And it's also interesting because so many of her songs tell a very personal point of view about romance and love. I've always really liked who she is and the things that she says in her songwriting. So there's some interesting quotes I have from Chrissy Hynde. She gave an interview in Rolling Stone magazine in 1980. And she was talking about high school and everything. And this to me is a really telling a quote from Chrissy Hynde. Here's what she has to say. She was growing up in high school in Akron, Ohio. I was never too interested in high school. I mean, I never went to a dance. I never went out on a date. I never went steady. I used to just go to see bands, and that was the kick. I used to go to Cleveland just to see any band. So I was in love a lot of the time, but mostly with guys in bands that I had never met. For me, knowing that Brian Jones was out there, and later that Iggy Pop was out there, made it kind of hard for me to get too interested in the guys that were around me. I had bigger things in mind. So in 1973, she does a little bit of time in college. She does go to Kent State, and she's there in the university when the Kent State shootings happened in 1970. She knew one of the people that was shot in that student protest. She moves to London in 1973. She gets a job with an architectural firm, but then she leaves and she becomes a journalist. And then she meets the man who is the manager of the Sex Pistols, a man named Malcolm McLaren. And she starts to work for them in a clothing store. So she's still not really having a career as a musician yet. So she's working at this clothing store, Sex. And she gets to know Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols. You know, but she's still not in a band. She goes to France in 1976. And she joins this band called the Frenchies. And she sings one gig with them. She goes back to London in the middle of the punk movement. She's still trying to join a band. It's now, you know, she goes for an audition that she sees in Melody Maker. And she auditions for this band that becomes 999. Later it becomes Culture Club. So she doesn't join that band. She tries to start a group with Mick Jones from The Clash, a band called the Masters of the Backside. But she was asked to leave the band just as they became the Damned. So there she is. Then she joins this other band, Johnny Moped. It's like the late 70s. Time is ticking by. And Mick Jones invites her to join a band on a tour of England. And she's just tortured. She doesn't have her own band. And here's what she says about it. It was hard to be living in it and not to have a band. It was devastating to me. When I left, I said, thanks a lot for letting me come along. And I went back and went weeping on the underground throughout London. All the people I knew in town, they were all in bands. And there I was, like the real loser, you know, really the loser. So she joins this other band a couple years later, the Moors Murderers. So things are just going along like this. And she finally meets the man who owns Real Records, a man named Dave Hill. She gives him a demo tape. And he tells her, you got to form your own band. So that's when she forms a band called The Pretenders, inspired by the Sam Cooke song, the R&B song that the Platters did, you know, The Great Pretender. And she meets Pete Farndon on bass guitar, James Honeyman Scott on guitar and keyboards, and Martin Chambers on drums. And they go on to record their first single, Stop, Stop, Stop Your Sobbing. And they become internationally famous. So, you know, she went through a long, chaotic period where she really didn't have her own band. And since that time, she is the Pretenders. The Pretenders, the lineup just changes constantly. And the only constant is the Pretenders is Chrissy Hynde. So, one of the things that Chrissy does is she's collaborated with all kinds of people. She did a recording of duets with Frank Sinatra. She did a recording with a German electronica band on a dance house single. She did one of the theme songs to a James Bond movie, The Living Daylights. And she has an incredible ability to sing a wide variety of music. So I wanted to play a little bit of one of her duets. I want to do more recent stuff. So Break Up the Concrete was from 2008. She appeared on an album that Ringo Starr did in 2005. The album that Ringo did is called Choose Love, and Chrissy Hynde sings a duet with Ringo in his 2005 album, and the song is called Don't Hang Up. Ringo Starr and Chrissy Hynde.
Strumming, gotta tell me I'm the only one.
I wanna sit here, drink beer, really love you deep, but there's a rent man knocking on my door.
I got new shoes, new dress, how do I guess you don't love me anymore?
Don't hang up. Please hang up and try again. Please hang up and try again.
Yeah, don't hang up. That's Ringo Starr with Chrissy Hynde from Ringo's Choose Love album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're listening to the music and the performing of Chrissy Hynde, otherwise known as the Pretenders. So, yeah, the search for a band. So Chrissy became internationally accepted. I mean, the idea that she's done this, appearing as a guest duet on a Ringo Starr album. She decided to form a new band. We heard the Pretenders break up the concrete. That's from 2008. In 2010, she decides to start a new band. And I think it's really interesting because rather than going out as a solo, Chrissy Hynde with her own name, or doing another duet, she meets a man, J.P. Jones. He's a Welsh singer. And she decides to start a whole new band. So in 2010, they release an album called Fidelity. And the name of the band is J.P., Chrissy, and the Fairground Boys. So we're going to listen to a track from the Fidelity album called Perfect Lover. And this is another duet, and you'll hear J.P. Jones singing on this track called Perfect Lover.
I smoke and drink, I need too much, and other things
I
shall.
I love you, lady.
I'd like to think I'd never touch what other women
wouldn't. Like the others.
I'm a hotbed of addictions, contradictions rule my day.
Like me.
I know it's wrong, but the pull's too strong. Lord, help me walk away. I found my perfect lover, but he's only half my age. He was learning how to stand when I was wearing my first wedding band. I found my perfect lover, but I have to turn the page. But I want him in my kitchen, standing on my stage. I talk too much and laugh too loud, cause suffering
like
and trouble
girl.
I fantasize and criticize from my house of ash and rubble. I know I've caused great harm with these jinxes in my head.
Now find the perfect charm.
Keep that gypsy from my bed. I found my perfect lover, but he's only half my age. He was learning how to stand, and I was wearing my first wedding band. I found my perfect lover, but I'll not impede his way. His time is tomorrow, mine was yesterday. To heaven, so I say my prayers.
Lord, my soul to keep.
I wanna paint great pictures, I mix my colors in the daylight. Oh, Jesus, I have sinned, and I don't expect a pardon.
Excuse me.
Keep
keep me from the trees that bear fruit beyond my garden. I found my perfect lover, but he's only half my age. He was learning how to stand when I was wearing my first wedding band. I found my perfect lover, but he'll never share my bed. So I'll keep him in my heart and in the songs I sing instead.
Chrissy Hynde. That is from an album called Fidelity, released in 2010, JP, Chrissy, and the Fairground Boys. So, you know, I love the sound of her voice, and I love the content of her songs. And the thing that's always impressive for me as a performer, that she can always deliver her voice no matter what musical setting you put her in. She finally released her very first solo album in 2014. The album is called Stockholm, which is in Sweden, by the way. And the album was recorded and mixed and mastered and released in Sweden in 2014. It's quite a departure for Chrissy. You know, we've heard her in a very punk rocky setting. You know, I mentioned that she'd sung a lot of ballads, like with Frank Sinatra and, you know, the James Bond theme for The Living Daylights. We heard her sing with Ringo. But she moves into a whole different type of setting in the Stockholm recording. Okay, the Stockholm album is produced by Björn Yttling, recorded by Gustav Lindelöf, Hans Steinlund, and Neil Pernid at Ingrid Studio and Spielgen Studio in Stockholm, Sweden. And once again, there's completely different musicians. I don't think that Chrissy is playing any instruments. She's not playing electric guitar on these recordings. She's singing, of course, and the producer is playing the bass, Björn Yttling. He's playing bass, acoustic guitar, piano, synth, electric guitar, and organ, percussion, mellotron, celeste. Okay, so he not only is producing, he's providing pretty much a musical landscape. Joachim Atlund is also playing guitar, and John Eriksson is playing drums. All right, so we're about to hear a few songs from Chrissy Hynde's very first solo recording. And the track that I want to start with is probably the most rock and roll similar sounding to some of the body of music that we've been listening to. And the other reason I wanted to start with it is it features Neil Young on lead guitar. Now, Neil was not there in Stockholm at the studio with Chrissy. He recorded his lead guitar track at Sphere Studios in London. And the song is called Down the Wrong Way. Now, Chrissy writes all the lyrics and music for every song on the Stockholm album. So we'll be listening to a couple of tracks from this recording. But I wanted to start with the Down the Wrong Way because it does feature Neil Young, and you can hear his guitar instantly. Chrissy Hynde, Stockholm.
Criticized you. Oh, 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 oh. The poor queen in my deck of lies. Oh, 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 oh. Where were you? In a caravan next to a fat brown ride.
Wasted behind your dark sunglasses.
Chrissy Hynde. That's her very first solo album after a lifetime of music and collaboration in all these different bands and all these different lineups. She has finally released her first solo recording. The album is called Stockholm, released in 2014. We just heard three tracks. That last one was called In a Miracle. And before that, Dark Sunglasses. We started the set with Down the Wrong Way, featuring Neil Young on lead guitar. Oh, yeah. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, today's program. I started off the show with the Pretenders' most recent recording. The album is called Alone, released on October the 21st, 2016. And so the Pretenders is Chrissy Hynde. That is just Chrissy Hynde being herself. And it's interesting because, you know, she started a new band, the Fairground Boys, in 2010. And there was a lot of really romantic music on that album. You know, You're the Perfect Lover and You're the One and all this. And then she goes and she finally does her very... She does another, you know, she does her very first solo album in 2014, and then now she's released another Pretenders album. So it's interesting to follow the arc of her career. And I enjoy how strong she is as a woman, how she's able to say things in her music. You know, like Amy Schumer has broken some barriers in comedy in the way that she describes how a woman thinks about love and about sex and about men and about life. And Chrissy Hynde has an incredible way of putting things into words. She can sing one of the most beautiful, passionate love songs, you know, I'll Stand By You. And then she can sing the most dismissive song you've ever heard. We started the program with a song called Alone, and it's interesting because you hear so many love songs, and I have really, this is maybe the first song I can think of that celebrates, you know, being alone and how it's okay. You know, nobody tells me I can't, no one to say you're doing it wrong. I'm at my best. I'm where I belong, alone. Yeah, I like it. So that's unusual right there. Well, we're going to hear another track. That is kind of unusual in what it's saying. The song is called Never Be Together. And it's basically, you know, she's telling the man that she's speaking to that, you know, this is not really serious. You know, promises and champagne and cigars. These are just some things that can't be ours and will never be. Restaurants and cinemas and taxis and walking through the city hand in hand, those things are for lovers, only lovers. Do you understand? Oh, no. We'll never be together. Never, never. It's a fascinating perspective. And then just to show off the fact that the woman can still rock like a punk rocker, we're going to hear another track from the new album, the Alone album, called Gotta Wait. Here we go. Chrissy Hynde, The Pretenders, Never Be Together.
Cigars, dizzy heights of passions, ecstasy. Those are just some things that can
wait. Can you see where they long? You gotta wait. 100 million faces. You gotta wait. You've been going straight to places. Gotta wait, wait, hold it, baby, hesitate. Wait, 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 take the baby, reinstate. Wait, 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 save a plane, don't be late. Wait.
The Pretenders, you gotta wait. That's from the most recent recording called Alone, released October the 21st, 2016. Oh, Chrissy Hynde, what a powerful woman. Now is the time for powerful singing. All right, so you know what? We've talked about the range of expression that Chrissy Hynde is capable of. So as a stark contrast to some of the music that we've just heard, let's go back. Let's go way back. 1987, Chrissy Hynde sings the theme song to the James Bond movie, The Living Daylights, If There Was a Man, Chrissy Hynde.
A man I could dream of, I'd dream about a dream come true. If there was a man I could ever love, I'd wait a million years for someone just like you.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music of Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's just a couple of minutes before 4 p.m., and I've got 55 degrees outside of our studio. You are tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydropowered. We're member-supported. This coming Tuesday is Election Day, and the polling places are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. in New York State and from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Pennsylvania. We've got some pre-election coverage going on. The Janice Adams Show this afternoon is giving a background and commentary on the 2016 presidential election. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., we've got Brad Friedman talking about the voter suppression effort in six states. At 3 p.m., we've got the broadcast of the candidates John Faso and Zephyr Teachout in a debate. That's tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. Support comes from you.
So how's your stomach holding out? Election Day, November 8th, 2016. The end of the world as we know it, the beginning of the world as it could be, if only. Whatever your disposition in this referendum on taking us back versus moving us forward, on mythic greatness rooted in fear and bigotry versus social justice